I'll paint for you. I've painted for Danish before. It's no fun. The Danes only want one picture of each kind of catch. There's so much happening on a catch. It can't all be in one picture. Jakob Danielsen is cited for saying this in the magazine Grønland. The four small watercolor paintings made by Jakob Danielsen are representatives of a period of change in Greenlandic art. In the shift from the 1800s to the 1900s, a number of narrative illustrations in Greenland emerged, something that by many is considered to be the beginning of Greenland's art history. Now, there were Greenlanders themselves who painted and illustrated their own stories and hunting methods. One of the most famous Greenlandic artists at the time was Jakob Danielsen, who created detailed illustrations which showed a traditional Greenlandic catch at the invitation of Landsfogh Rosendahl. In the history of art, the term art for art's sake is used. In Greenland, before the 19th century, it was believed that beautiful weapons were better weapons. People thought that a seal would rather be caught by a beautifully crafted harpoon than an ugly harpoon. The period around Danielsen is a period where Greenlandic art stopped being practical only. Danielsen still created art at the invitation of others, and his works were primarily done as illustrations, but it was the start of art of art's sake in Greenland.